Here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 26th of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the horror writer Robert William Chambers, born Brooklyn, 1865, came from a prominent family, studied art in New York, exhibited paintings in Paris, and then decided that writing was his calling instead, and he published a collection of horror stories, or, as they were called at the time, weird stories, the book entitled The King in Yellow, which was extremely popular, and Chambers continued to write bestsellers, some romances, some horror stories, working every day from 10 to 6 in a New York office that even his own family didn't know the address. It's the birthday of the documentary photographer Dorothea Lange, born in Hoboken in 1895. Contracted polio when she was a kid, developed a permanent limp as a result, moved to San Francisco. She was taking photographs of well-to-do people when, during the Depression, she started taking photographs of men on breadlines and striking workers and the homeless. She's now remembered for her photograph of the Dust Bowl wife, entitled Migrant Mother, taken in 1936. It's the birthday of John Wayne, born Marion Morrison in Winterset, Iowa, 1907. He got into the movie business by way of the prop department. He was a scenery mover, and that's how he got to know the director John Ford, who started giving him bit parts in his movies. He became a star in John Ford's movie Stagecoach, 1939. Made many movies with John Ford, the cavalry movies like Fort Apache and Rio Grande, the post-war movies like The Searchers and The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. And it's the birthday of the jazz trumpeter Miles Davis, born in Alton, Illinois, 1926. Grew up well-to-do in East St. Louis. His father was a dental surgeon. Family had a ranch in Arkansas where the boy learned to ride horses. Moved to New York 1944 to study at Juilliard and then fell in with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. When Gillespie left Parker's band, it was Miles Davis who filled in. It was Miles Davis's album Birth of the Cool in 1956 that heralded the beginning of the cool jazz movement. Developed a heroin habit in the early 50s, kicked it in 1954. In the late 60s, started introducing some electric guitar and piano into the records. Moved increasingly toward funk and rock and roll in the double album Bitches Brew in 1970. Here's a poem for today by Wyatt Prunty, entitled Bad Dog. He was a bad dog, and he did not care. When nature called, he stood and lifted there. He chewed socks, rugs, and shoes, the rungs of chairs. Put on a leash, he locked his legs. He would not budge. Asleep, he barked and chased what was not there. Awake, he barked and chased what was not there. When danger knocked, he shrugged. I see him still that way, facing the door, floppy and kind, wet nose against the glass, or scratching over ears where going bald, then sniffing round to find just where he'd lifted earlier, the which he did just once more when, at last, nature called and he followed. Bad Dog, a poem by Wyatt Prunty from his collection Couldn't Prove, Had to Promise, published by Johns Hopkins University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.